with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. California's largest utility, PG&E, is planning to file for bankruptcy.
The company will continue to provide gas and electric service throughout this process. The question of what this means over the long run in terms of rates and the structure of the company, we'll have to wait and see.
Wall Street Journal reporter Catherine Blunt has the details coming up. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. The partial government shutdown, now the longest in U.S. history, has created a staffing shortage at the Transportation Security Administration. Employees have been calling out of work, and a staffing shortage led Houston's largest airport to close a security checkpoint. Passengers also report unusually long lines at other airports. TSA's unplanned absence rate was around 5% in the week leading up to Friday and rose to 7.6% on Monday. That's up more than 3% from the same day last year. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vet William Barr, the president's nominee for attorney general, during a hearing on Tuesday. The Wall Street Journal reports that Barr is expected to testify that it is, quote, vitally important for special counsel Robert Mueller to complete his Russia investigation, according to Barr's prepared remarks. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, who was appointed after the president ousted Attorney General Jeff Sessions, has openly criticized the investigation. 33,000 educators in Los Angeles, the nation's second largest school district, walked out on Monday, beginning a strike after nearly 2 years of contract bargaining. The school district is warning it's on the brink of insolvency and can't meet all of the union's demands. But the union argues that the district is sitting on funds. Nearly 500,000 students are impacted by the strike. Principals worked over the weekend to try to keep the district's more than 1,000 schools open with administrators, substitutes, and volunteers. For the latest details, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. USA Today publisher Gannett said Monday that its board will review a proposal from MNG Enterprises, also known as Digital Media First, offering $12 a share for the company. MNG, one of the largest newspaper chains in the country, owns about 200 newspapers and publications. It's backed by hedge fund Alden Global Capital, which focuses on investing in distressed companies. Still to come, California's largest utility plans to file for bankruptcy. California's largest utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, or PG&E, is planning to file for bankruptcy at the end of the month as it faces more than $30 billion in potential liability costs for its role in the state's deadly wildfires. Joining us now via Skype from Houston with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Catherine Blunt. Catherine, before we get to what happened over the weekend, let's talk about PG&E's role in California wildfires. State fire investigators say the utility's power lines sparked more than a dozen wildfires in October of 2017, and they're also currently investigating whether a PG&E high-voltage transmission line sparked last year's deadly Camp Fire, which is now California's deadliest fire. So the utility has had quite a history here.
Yes, it has. It has. And that's extremely problematic for the company. There's an interesting aspect of California law that renders utilities responsible for property damages associated with wildfires if it's found that their equipment played a role. That's where this enormous potential liability cost comes from, this $30 billion figure that they cited in their 8K, which spelled out their intent to file for bankruptcy protection later this month.
As you mentioned, the company said it is facing liability costs that could now exceed $30 billion as a result. Tell us a little bit more about the company's internal discussions over the weekend that led to this announcement that PG&E will be declaring bankruptcy.
The company earlier this month said that it was intending to shake up its board of directors. Regulators, too, have expressed interest in seeing some substantial changes at the top. On Sunday night, we got word that Geisha Williams, their chief executive, was stepping down and immediately replaced by their general counsel, John Simon. He's going to serve in the interim while the board searches for another chief executive. We are trying to get a sense of the timeline there and some of the candidates that may come into play.
Catherine, PG&E is also facing dozens of lawsuits. How does this now work going forward for those who are suing the company?
It's an excellent question. That's one that we're actively trying to explore right now. In this filing that came out first thing Monday morning, we found out that they are in fact facing hundreds of lawsuits from homeowners and others demanding that they pay damages as a result of this spate of wildfires. And it is unclear at this point how those claims might be treated in court. And that's an extremely important question that we are soon hoping to have a general answer to.
And what about PG&E customers? This is the state's largest utility. What happens to their service? Is that something that we're also going to have to wait and see about?
The lights will stay on. The company will continue to provide gas and electric service throughout this process. The question of what this means over the long run in terms of rates and the structure of the company, we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see how that process shakes out. One thing that we're very interested in is what will happen to the company's renewables contracts. It has contracts with a number of renewable energy providers. And, you know, a lot of these contracts were signed years ago. They're paying above market rates currently, and we could see some renegotiation in bankruptcy court. And that could have implications for rates, that could have implications for a number of different things that we're working to explore as we speak.
And what about the future of the utility? Its debt rating has been downgraded recently, and there's certainly significant public backlash, which actually prevented a bailout of the company. So what happens now? What do we know at this point about the future of PG&E?
The future is uncertain. It is very much in flux at this point. In the next couple of weeks, we could see a number of things. State lawmakers could come forward and try to head the company off in its decision to ultimately file. Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday morning, he said that his immediate focus is on ensuring Californians have continuous, reliable, and safe electric and gas service. And while the company has announced its intent, it should continue to honor the promises it made to energy suppliers and to the community. He expressed his intent to work with the legislature to figure out how best to proceed at this point. We're also looking to regulators to see if there's any announcement coming out of the California Public Utilities Commission that could stem investor concerns at the moment. But, you know, at this point in time, the company is under a lot of financial stress, and it may happen that they file regardless of any actions on the part of lawmakers or regulators. But the culmination of these next couple of weeks will be very telling.
And then, of course, we still have the investigation into whether that PG&E transmission line sparked last year's deadly campfire.
Yes, it's probably going to be months before we have a definitive answer to that. But, you know, in talking to homeowners in Northern California, it's very clear that their trust in the company is really significantly eroded. Just that evidence that it could have been involved is enough to cast doubt on its entire safety record. And it does have a history of safety violations, even outside the 2017 wildfires. And, you know, no matter what happens in the next couple of weeks, the company really does have to contend with this reputational crisis going forward. And that will be extremely interesting to watch.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Catherine Blunt joining us from Houston to talk about PG&E's plans to file for bankruptcy at the end of this month. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.